The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 217. A few quick announcements before we get into this episode. Please be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to this show. It helps us go up in the rankings, helps us to reach more people, helps us to find our community and spread this message to our community all over the world. And it goes a long way. And it takes you maybe 10 to 15 seconds. And I always enjoy hearing from you. And I always enjoy shouting y'all out on the show for leaving your reviews. So definitely take a moment to do that. I would greatly appreciate it. This episode might be a little controversial, depending on your opinions on these matters and these cities we're going to talk about. So without further ado, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Very interesting episode I have today. Today, we're going to talk about the seven worst cities to buy a house, in my opinion, in 2024. And I personally would avoid these cities. Obviously, you got to make your own decision and make the best decision for your individual situation. But based on my research, these are cities I personally would not invest in. If you invest in these cities, there is a possibility that you'll overpay for a property. And the last city I know is going to be one that you did not expect. So let's jump right into it. Make sure you leave a rating and review. I always love hearing from you all and getting your feedback. And it takes maybe 10 seconds to leave that rating and review wherever you're listening to this show, all right? So the first city is San Francisco, California. In February 2024, the median listing home price was about $1.2 million in San Francisco, and the median home sales price was $1.37 million. And according to the most recent census data, the median household income in San Francisco is $136,000. And one thing that you might know, I've mentioned it before, you've probably heard it somewhere else, is that a home is considered affordable if the mortgage is no more than 30% of your gross income. Personally, I like to look at the net income because it's more representative, or it is representative of what you actually take home after deductions and all that, but we'll go with the generally accepted 30% of your gross. So based on that 30% gross income, a household making $136,000 can afford a mortgage of $3,400 per month. All right. And so I found a property that was listed for $1.2 million. And if you don't follow my YouTube, I encourage you to check out this segment on YouTube because I'm going to include visuals and actually looking at actual properties. But I'll give you guys the numbers of the properties I was looking at here on the audio side. So the estimated mortgage on that $1.2 million property is $7,689. And that's twice as much as the median household in the city can afford. And so in order to afford that $1.2 million home, a household, individual, whoever, would need to make over $307,000 per year, which is over $25,000 per month. Now, the median income is $136,000, which means every half of the people who live there make $136,000 or less, right? So it doesn't make sense to me. And so as we go through, I'm going to go in that same structure. We're going to talk about the median income, median home list price and sales price, and how affordable or not it is for those making the median income. Okay. So this next city, y'all, I did not want to include it. I really did not, but I'm like, I have to, and I don't have a choice. So the next city is Brooklyn, New York. And if you've been listening for a while, you know, that's my hometown. And selfishly, I just did not want to see Brooklyn on this list, but hey, the facts are the facts. And I'm here to give you the information, which I believe are the facts, right? And so in February, 2024, the median listing home price in Brooklyn was $840,000, and the median home sales price was about $722,000. Now, the median sales price is more than $100,000 less than the median list price. So that leads me to believe that many of the homes on the market are simply overpriced, right? Or at least some of them. This means that some of these properties got price cuts and likely sold below their asking price. According to the most recent census data, the median household income in Brooklyn is almost about $74,000. So based on that salary, an affordable mortgage for a household making $74K would be $848. You'd be lucky to get rent for that price in Brooklyn. Trust me, I'm sure many of you know. I know some of you live in New York City, and I want to dig a little bit deeper into that. So according to the New York City Comptroller, the median asking rent on publicly listed apartments available rose to a record high in 2023, and it remains at $3,500 per month citywide. So that hopefully should give you some context. So at that level of rent, that $3,500, a household would need to earn $140,000 or more to not be considered rent burdened. And if you don't know, rent burden is defined as paying 30% or more of your income on rent. And the income level is nearly double the median New York City household income level back in 2022, which is when the most recent census data was delivered. So it's just absolutely crazy. And I was looking for properties that were around that median that we'd mentioned earlier. And so I did find a property for sale for $850,000. And the estimated mortgage was a little over $5,000. And in order to afford that home, a household will have to make $205,000 per year, which is over $17,000 per month. And mind you, the median household income in Brooklyn is $75K. So they would need to make over two times more money. So the next two cities we're going to talk about are in the Pacific Northwest. And like I said, the last city was not on my radar, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't on yours. So make sure you stick around for that one. So the next city is Portland, Oregon, the home of Nike. Shout out to Nike. I've always worn Nike since I was a kid. And so in February 2024, the median listed home price in Portland was about $529,000, and the median home sales price was $513,000. According to the most recent census data, the median household income in Portland is about $81,000, and based on that salary, an affordable mortgage would be $2,027. Officials found in Portland that 40% of renters do not have enough left over for basic expenses. And according to the census data, we talked about household, but the median income for an individual in Portland is a little more than $37,000. However, the median rent in Portland is about $1,500. Here is the problem. Here's the problem, y'all. An individual making that median income of $37,000 will be paying more than half of their income towards rent, which is obviously a very big problem, because if you are paying over half of your income towards your living expenses, whether that be a mortgage or whether that be rent, it makes it very hard to save, invest, and honestly just take care of your day-to-day things in life, right? So I did find a property in Portland that I wanted to tell y'all some more about. And this particular property is on sale for about $575,000. And the estimated mortgage on that property is about $3,500. And so in order to afford that home, a household will need to make over $142,000 per year, which is over $11,000 per month. That's way more than the median household income of $81,000. I hope y'all are catching on to what's happening here. We're going to dive into it, but I really hope you're starting to understand the issues. So this next city was also pretty surprising to me, and one of the listings I found definitely surprised me. So the next city is Seattle, Washington, the home of Starbucks. I don't go to Starbucks too often, but I do love coffee. I drink a cup of coffee every single day. I just enjoy the experience. But shout out to Starbucks. So in February 2024, the median listing home price in Seattle was $799,000. The median home sales price was $850,000. The median home sales price has increased by $100,000 in just a month when I was looking at the chart, which is crazy. So in spite of whatever's going on and lack of affordability, there's some folks out there who are buying these properties and paying a lot for them. And to me, there's probably some folks overpaying for properties, which I don't recommend. And it's one thing if you pay over the asking price, because sometimes properties are intentionally listed lower than what they're worth just to drive up interest. However, do not ever, ever promise me you'll never pay more than the property appraises for. The appraisal will basically say what the property is worth during the process. Don't ever go over that, because then you're underwater from the day you begin, right? So just something else to keep in mind. According to the most recent, the reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Census data, the median household income in Seattle is $115,400. Based on that salary, an affordable mortgage would be $2,885 a month. And there was some interesting data that I saw that was published by Zillow, and it found that Seattle area home shoppers need to earn nearly $214,000 a year to afford a typical home in the region. That is actually the fifth highest income needed among major cities and the highest outside of California. And so buyers in Seattle needed to earn about $120,000 to afford a typical home in 2020. So it's gone up like crazy in just a few years. And I'm sure it's the same in a lot of other cities. And the income needed to afford a home shot up 79% from January 2020 to January 2024. But the median income only increased 22%. And all over the country, across various aspects, even outside of housing, we've seen the cost of a lot of things go up way faster than wages have gone up. And it's just presenting a lot of issues in cities all over the country. So there was a property that I found that is on sale currently for $800,000. It was initially put on the market in the beginning of 2023. Yes, you heard that correctly. And the price has been cut $100,000. And a similar property I found in that zip code sold for $700,000. Similar bedrooms, bath, square footage. So it is possible that this property is overpriced, just my opinion. The estimated mortgage on that particular property is $4,900. In order to afford that home, a household would have to make $196,000 per year, which is over $16,000 per month. How many people do you know who make that, right? And so the household that's making the median income of $115,000 cannot afford this property, cannot afford something that's around the median price of that area. So it's crazy. All right, y'all. So we have three cities left. The next city is one that everybody loves to visit. I love to visit, and I think it should stay that way. Visit, go home, don't even think about buying a property, in my opinion. So the next is Miami, Florida. I've always had a good time in Miami. Miami's a great place. My family, my parents are, I'm Haitian American. My parents both were born in Haiti. So it's always good to get down to Miami because a lot of Haitians there and a lot of cool stuff to do in Miami. So it's always a good time. In February 2024, the median listing home price in Miami was $675,000 and the median home sales price was $545,000. Here's what's interesting that I found when I was looking at the data. The median home sales price is more than $100,000 less than the median list price. So this leads me to believe again, like we mentioned about another city earlier, some of these properties that were sold, it's very likely some of them are absolutely overpriced. People are offering more than it's worth. Very, very possible. According to the most recent census data, the median household income in Miami is $61,000. Based on that salary, an affordable mortgage, remember, we're going with the 30% rule, 30% of your gross income, an affordable mortgage will be $1,525. A new study from Florida Atlantic University found that the average renter in Miami needs to make six figures to pay rent and still live somewhat comfortably, which is insane to me. It's absolutely insane to me. And it's clear that the 61,000 is not going to go far. And so I was looking at a property that was on sale for 740,000, and the price has been cut by 30,000. And in my opinion, it should, and it probably will drop even further. The estimated mortgage is about 4,500, and if in order to afford this home, a household or individual would need to make 180,000 per year, which is over $15,000 from per month. That's three times as much than a household making the median income can afford. Very, very big problems. So this next city has some stats that really surprised me, and so let's get into it. The next city is Boston, Massachusetts, and in February 2024, the median listing home price in Boston was $999,000. That's very specific. And the median home sales price was $697,000. The difference between the median home list price and the median home sales price is over $300,000. That's the largest difference between those two data points that we've seen or that we've heard in this episode. This leads me to believe, once again, a lot of these homes may very well be overpriced and selling for more than they should. But here is the craziest part. The demand in Boston is still high. So in December 2023, the median days a home was on the market was 77 days. January 2024, it dropped down to 55 days. February, the median days on market dropped down to 34 days. So homes are being sold twice as fast in just a few months. It's very interesting to me, and I don't really understand it, but those are the numbers. And according to the most recent census data, the median household income in Boston is $86,000. Based on that salary, an affordable mortgage will be $22,150. The housing crisis is so bad in Boston that they're considering turning vacant office buildings into housing, which I think is fantastic. So there are four buildings in particular that will be turned into 170 units of housing. 20% of them must be affordable. So that's 34 out of those 170 units. So hopefully it's something that becomes more widespread. And Arthur Jemison, Boston's chief of planning, he's leading a new pilot program that offers a 75% property tax discount to owners who are willing to transform their office buildings. So I think that's a really, really awesome thing he's doing. And, you know, hopefully they can make more of those properties affordable, but it can be a bit challenging with affordable housing in certain areas. So I found a property that was a little over $1 million. So fairly close to that median price. And the estimated mortgage was $6,189. In order to afford that, an individual or household would need to make about $240,000 per year, which is over $20,000 per month. That's almost three times as much as the household making the median income of $86,000 can afford. I hope you see what's going on here. Once again, I want to call it to your attention. People making the median income cannot afford to buy a house in any of the cities we've mentioned so far. It's a problem, and I hope it gets fixed. So again, the last city is one that I was not thinking about. And if I wasn't thinking about it, I'm sure you weren't thinking about it. So let's jump into that one. The last city today, y'all, is Salt Lake City, Utah. In February 2024, the median listing home price was about $565,000 and the median home sales price was $555,000. According to the most recent census data, the median household income in Salt Lake City is about $75,000. Based on that salary, an affordable mortgage would be $1,875. Here's the crazy part about Salt Lake City, though. According to the Utah Foundation report, household incomes only rose about 20% from 1985 to 2021, but home prices increased 90% in that same period of time. And the article I was reading shared that this mismatch could be contributing to Salt Lake City's current status as the 14th least affordable metro in the U.S. And home affordability has been declining over the last few years, and it's been very drastic. In 2015, 77% of homes were affordable for those making the area median income. If you fast forward to 2022, it dropped to 12% of homes in just 7 years. That's crazy. And clearly it's happening in so many other places. And I found a property in Utah because I'm like, you know what? Let me do a little more digging. Let me see what's actually out there and listed on the market. And I found a property that's a bit below the median home price. It was $539,000, has been on the market over 200 days, and the estimated mortgage was about $3,100. To afford that home, an individual or household would have to make at least $125,000 per year, which is over $10,000 per month, and that is a lot more than folks making the median income or households making the median income of $75,000. So in summary, y'all, I wanted to make sure to go over cities that I might consider staying away from. Ultimately, you make your own decision. Everyone's individual situation is different. This is just my opinion on the matter. And the overarching thing is it's important to look at the data overall, but your own individual situation too, and see what's affordable for what you're trying to do and for your goals. All right. So I'm sure this was helpful, and I look forward to hearing what you all think about this particular episode. But like I mentioned, make sure you leave a rating and review. It takes just a few seconds. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you all so much for your support, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue, and be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.